everybody, welcome back to Moscow, and welcome back to the Moscow Mules here at the Center for Disinformationology, deep in the bowels of the basement of the Lublyanka building of the FSB. Of course, we have to mention our sponsors. And as they say, behind every great man, there's always a great woman. But in my case, it's poor old Ogdanis, who again will be guiding us through the leafy and autumnal pathways of Western complete bullshit. And what a better place to start. Our old friend seems to be back. Old Sleepy Joe, you know, he kind of reminds me a bit of COVID. You know, they said it was going to keep coming back stronger and stronger, but Joe keeps coming back, but he's getting weaker and weaker, dumber and dumber. And let's have a listen to good old Grandpa Joe introducing, who he doesn't know who he's introducing, actually, at this Quad meeting, a very important meeting, not the Quad. What's that? Yeah, exactly. A Quad meeting, Indians, the US, basically a China bashing club. Joe forgot who he was talking to and who he was talking to about, actually, from the video, Augie.
I want to thank you all for being here. And now, who am I introducing next?
Who's next? I mean, this is cringe heaven, right? This is just awesome.
Distinguished guests, the Prime Minister of the Republic of India.
Just the Prime Minister of the biggest democracy on Earth, the biggest burgeoning superpower, the biggest population on Earth. Yeah, how could you forget that guy? Yeah, he's not really, doesn't really matter much. He matters to us in BRICS. We love you, India. We love you. And it didn't end there. Old Sleepy Joe, other than going back into his cryogenic bed chamber, he had to be rolled out again at the UN because he's still the president of the United States of America. And Joe got up on the stand and he put the point so succinctly. Everybody understood exactly what he was saying. And he really hit the notes, didn't he, Yogi? It was just, absolutely, absolutely, Yogi. Who's it? There's nobody there.
I ask Israel and Egypt to live and love openly without fear. I work to hold Milosevic accountable for war crime.
What?
I ask the Irish Pope William Butler Yeats.
The Irish? Who? What the fuck are you talking about the Irish for?
This is
completely delusional.
Our test. I want to talk today about.
Why don't you ask Israel to stop bombing all those kids? You ask.
Commitment.
Try that one.
Principles of the UN Charter.
What the f***?
I ask despicable acts of sexual violence of Hamas grip.
Did he say of hot mama's grip?
To live and love openly without fear.
I ask for pop mama's grip. Who's back here, Joe? You see dead people, Joe?
I see dead people.
And of course, not everybody in the States is got their head in the trough of absolute stupidity when it comes to the war in Ukraine, the global show that is American foreign policy. Everyone who's watching this show over that side, we know, and including our friends in the FBI, hey, how's it going? We know that there's a lot of smart people in the States, and they're all going to be trying to do their best to change things at this upcoming election. But old Joe wanted to give about $8 billion more to the narco-fuhrer, the de facto dictator, Zelensky. And isn't it funny how old Z-boy decided to go and visit a shell factory? He decided to sign some bombs to tear some human beings apart. It seems to be a thing these days with American politicians. So, of course, the circus didn't end there. Of course, the America's top poodle, lapdog, whatever you want to call them, the ex-global empire, who were really central to the establishment of slavery and the abduction of millions of Africans, probably, and enslavement of lots of Africans. Their foreign secretary, a guy called David Lammy, decided to turn up at the UN and put on his Shakespearean act of being, basically Black Dave. Black Dave wanted everyone to know that he was a black man. Fairly obvious for those of us that aren't colorblind, can see that he's a black man. But he wanted to link his black heritage and being the child, essentially, of slavery with Russia. Because Russia, of course, is one of the biggest imperial slave gathering countries in history. Let me think about that. No, it's actually the good old UK. And that seems to be, if I am correctly informed, Ogdanis, the country that Mr. Lammy is representing, the biggest empire that the earth has ever seen, the biggest proponents, East India Company, a few other nice little gems in there, India, trillions of dollars stolen, Ireland, starved to death, massacres, pogroms. It's hard to know where to start or stop with the English. But Mr. Lamy was letting us all know that it's all Russia's fault. Surprise, surprise. Run the video, Augie.
But I say to the Russian representative on his phone as I speak that I stand here also as a black man whose ancestors were taken in chains from Africa at the barrel of a gun to be enslaved, whose ancestors rose up and fought in a great rebellion of the enslaved. Imperialism.
Imperialism? Can you believe a British Secretary of State talking about imperialism? Falklands Islands, anybody? Get the f***. Gibraltar? Maybe a little sprinkle of Northern Ireland? Yeah? Get the f*** out of it.
I know it when I see it, and I will call it out for what it is. In this week, when I'm here talking to other partners around the world about our shared futures and the future of the UN, Russia is trying to return us to a world of the past, a world of imperialism.
Well, the only real empire, of course, as we know, is NATO. NATO is the big empire. The big empire fueled by Western arms sales, big companies like Raytheon, McDonnell Douglas, Boeing. They're all cashing in on the wars. And of course, the reality is the British, the French, the Germans even, are still gathering huge amounts of cash, influence politically and economically across Africa. And the little charities they start up, people like Prince Harry with a head like a thatched cottage, going down to Africa riding around on an elephant, basically telling the poor old African what's good for them, what's good. You've got to be a bit more like us, old boy. I think we heard that before in Africa. And Harry's charity actually is in a bit of hot water. Accusations of rape and embezzlement, very nasty. So it seems the boys making the rules are the guys who are actually responsible for the whole colonial and imperialist show in the first place. What's new? And guess who was next on the list? All the little puppies jumping up and down. Beep, 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 beep. Can we have a bite at the nasty Russian? Yes, in time, my dear boys. That's America talking to us little puppies. And next in line was the Germans, the good old genius foreign minister of Germany, Annalena Baerbock. Now, Ms. Baerbock has an interesting and colourful background in, the study of diplomacy. She's an ex-gymnast who failed to even submit her thesis for a master's degree. And meanwhile, on the other side, you got someone like Sergei Lavrov, 50 years a diplomat, speaks four languages, a world-renowned strategist. So what are you going to do when you come up against this giant of world diplomacy in the UN? I know, let's make some shit up about abducting teenage girls and put on a very nasty face. Let's just be angry. Let's just spit fire. Run the video now.
The strongest men of your country
the strongest
can hide,
men of your
hide
country.
Teenager girls.
Teenager girls.
Be kidnapped.
What about that little rabbit's nose? The teenager girls. Oh, these people, dangerous. And it's very important that we set a few things straight here at the Center for Disinformationology. Correct, Dougie?
Absolutely.
And one of those facts is that there were no abductions of children from Ukraine. When Russia moves people away from the fighting, that's not abduction. That's called bringing them to a safe place and looking after them. Remember, Russia has taken well over 1 million refugees. Check out the UN refugee site. We don't want to talk about that in the West either. Is that abduction too? I don't think so. And guess what happened? After saying that all these kids have been stolen, they turned up a few. They found a few of them, didn't they, Augie? Yeah, just 161 Ukrainian kids turned up in Germany. They were previously thought to have been eaten by Vladimir Putin for breakfast. So what do you think, Augie? Correct?
Well, at least they ended up in one piece.
Uh-huh. Not like the, 15, 20,000 kids in Gaza. The kids now getting vaporized in Lebanon. Because when you're an American proxy and the US is giving you your jets and your bombs and your bullets and your cash and the political cover, you can do whatever you want. And of course, people like Annalena Baerbock, who is representing the Green Party, are so concerned about the environment and personal freedoms, the cult of the individual. That's not all individuals. Some are more happy about their personal kill count than others. Run the video, Uggs.
I love killing babies.
Oh,
I love
Jesus.
That.
Nice.
Jesus, we have to give her the word. We have to give her the word.
I'm 45 abortions.
Wow. Energetic lady, energetic boyfriends. And it just turns out that now, for the first time in human history, 1% of people accessing abortions are not identifying as female. How the f does that work, Augie?
Let's take a look.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man and I'm gay and I have been pregnant and I've had an abortion before and I don't want to lose that. I'm afraid of not being able to be myself anymore because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this. That's why I'm here today and that's why I'm voting blue.
I'm a trans man, which means it's a woman, and I'm gay, so I like men. So if I'm a trans man, which means I was a woman, now I'm a man, but I'm gay, so I should have just left it the way it was, basically, right?
Well, it's probably more fun to have an abortion when you're a man.
Oh, more fun, yeah, okay. And talking about the cult of the individual, that gives you the right to do basically whatever the you want in the West. And something that is sadly on the rise, along with the food banks and the collapse of security and safety on the streets in the West, is abortion. There's a lot of it happening. It's pretty grim. Augie, what are the numbers there?
The new numbers show that there has been an estimated 1,037,000 abortions that have occurred in the United States healthcare system in 2023. And those numbers are at their highest in more than a decade.
Well, those are pretty grim numbers, right? But hey, there's always an upside. If you hadn't made it in the game of life in the USA, there's a significant possibility that your mother would have turned you from a boy into a girl, brought you on a talk show as the world's youngest drag queen to splay yourself out on the ground, not out in the football field, not out doing your thing with your buddies, but dressed as a little lady to do some sexualized dancing. Run the video, Augie. I mean, give me a fucking break. What's more freaky about this is probably the fact that there's a bunch of adults clapping like seals. I mean, who are these people who clap for this? I would have got up and walked out. I mean, this is a 10-year-old kid? What age is this guy, are you? Well, look at this. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised people aren't throwing money at it. What age is this kid?
9, 8?
This is the disease in its fullest manifestation.
I love that you want root beer caffeine free. Mm-hmm. I can get on board with that.
My mom doesn't like me drinking caffeine.
Does it make you hyper?
So you can't drink a cup of coffee, but you can dress up as a prostitute and lie on the floor. The world is completely.
But Desmond, you're one of the youngest and first drag queen/kids, and I've heard
a drag queen/kid. Woo! Like, what is these people clapping? It's repulsive.
Being who you are.
Yeah, well, you know, this type of woke LGBTQ insanity is what it is. It's propaganda by osmosis. It's everywhere: radio, TV, newspaper. It ain't here on the Moscow Mules. We're swimming the other way. But guess what? It seems to be working. Augie, all this LGBT multicolor bullshit seems to be having an effect in the US.
Right? Nearly a third, or 28% of Gen Z adults in the United States now identify as LGBT. That's
Mother of pretty Jesus. Much. Of course, this is a function of evolution, right? We can have two daddies, can have a little baby. You can have two daddies that wear two mummies that turn into two daddies, then become gay, marry each other. One gets a surgery and they lay an egg. Well, that's according to Disney, who have now come out with a completely new evolutionary process, which means two sausages and two bacon can make... yeah. Watch the video.
T-Rexes have a nest too. But those aren't eggs, they're rocks.
So that's why they want to be around other dinosaur nests. These dino daddies want eggs of their own.
Dino daddies.
Two dino daddies?
Aw, they'd be great dads.
And it seems that it doesn't end there. Guess what the American political elite are doing? And guess what their priority is? Yes, surprise, surprise, it's the Ukrainian states of America all over again. They decided to take a little trip to a weapons factory and do a little bit of cute little signing on heavy artillery shells. Now, anyone who's ever seen what a heavy artillery shell does to a human body would find this very interesting or even humane, but it doesn't matter. When you gotta get your political point scored, little Z-boy is right at the forefront. But it's interesting, isn't it, that Zelensky went touring and basically campaigning for Kamala. No Republicans allowed. And only a couple of days later, he signed a check for him, old Sleepy Joe. Yeah, they woke him up out of the chamber. And Zelensky gets $8 billion. 3 days after doing a bit of campaigning for Kamala. Nothing to see here, Augie. Run the video. So this is kind of grim. This is a grim 2023-2024 thing. We had Nimrata, the Indian lady who tried to be president, who said she'd never vote for Trump, now backs Trump. Yeah. Full of, the absolute dignity of politics there. She signed a few, finished them. It's become a bit of a sort of a butcher shop theater, eh, Augie?
They just enjoy the bloodshed, and we'll explain why a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. And you might recall, speaking of Zelensky doing his little thing here, that old Big Don called Zelensky one of the greatest salesmen on earth. And maybe little Z-boy, had the little earplugs open at the time because he's decided to register himself, as a brand, Zelensky, two Ys. It's Ukrainian, not Russian. And as you can see, he's decided to register himself as a practitioner of funerals. His company will be able to bury people. Now, riddle me this, Batman. Why would a de facto dictator who just basically killed about 700,000 of his people want to get involved in the funeral business? Augie, any ideas?
I have no idea, man.
Let's have a think about it. 700,000 dead people. You kind of caused their deaths because you didn't sign a peace deal. Your friend Boris Johnson pulled you away from the table. Let me think. Any ideas? Nothing.
I know. It's because he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. And in reality, what's happening on the ground in Ukraine ain't so pretty. Cities like Torietsk, and of course, Ugledar, this exceptionally important strategic city that the Russians have been trying to capture for quite a while and the Ukrainians have fortified since 2014, which is about to become strategically unimportant, of course, as soon as the Russians arrive. Completely unimportant. Yeah, now that they've got it, nothing. Take it away. But in reality, we know that Pyatorochka, which is a Russian convenience store, it's everywhere here in Russia, much loved by the Russians, and also now much loved by the Ukrainians. They now are telling us that stealing and looting and taking over a single Pyatorochka in Kursk is a far bigger moral and strategic victory than the actually strategically important city of Ugledar. This is really happening. Run the video, Огі.
На його території у нього вдома. У цьому сенсі магазин П'ятірочка в Суджі набагато.
This is an official Ukrainian TV show saying this. Look, drinking a bottle of whiskey. Get that Irish whiskey out of your mouth, you dirty Ukro-Nazi. Get it out of your mouth.
And they're saying that P'tyorochka is a symbol of the Russian world. and the fact that they looted it gave hope to tens of millions of Ukrainians.
Yeah, so basically document your war crimes, document stealing from a civilian shop. This is the height of Ukrainian morality, and it's the center for European values, democracy, and freedom. Of course it is. Slava Pyatorochka. And of course, you got to ask yourself, as Americans, as Europeans, you got to say, how come we're paying for all this type of behavior in Ukraine? It's obvious the dogs in the street know about the corruption, the absolute failure of the society there, but it keeps happening. They just got another 8 billion. I wonder why. Maybe it's because at least 50 members of Congress, lawmakers in the US, own stock in defense companies. And that stock is worth a ton of money, Augie, correct?
Actually, it could be as much as 10 million. But in reality, the number could be much, much higher.
And of course, people like Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, they've got plenty of cash. They're not really concerned about you and your family. They just want to shake that old bag of bones once every 4 years so they can get back into power to keep their lobbyists and the big wheel spinning. Of course, they're all just middle class, ordinary folks like us. You know, nurses, firemen, we're just the ordinary people doing our best, Joe. I swear to God. Run the video, Augie.
My family along on this, and they get to meet a lot of families. I think we're middle class people. The vice president talks a lot about that.
Yeah, we're just ordinary middle class folks. And that means you don't earn much money at all, right? You're just struggling with the rest of us. Yeah? Augie, what do they actually earn?
Harris actually earns around $28,000 a month.
A year? $28,000 a year?
No, it's a month. And the average American regular run-of-the-mill guy salary is $4,000 to $6,000 a month. Ooh. It's very middle class.
Doesn't sound too middle class to me. It sounds completely top class. And of course, here at the Center for Disinformationology, Augie and I, we work for turnips, vodka, and the occasional cup of coffee, which is brought to ourselves after the show. Ooh, tough. Well, it's been Kamala this, Kamala that, and Tim Walz. What a boring ass human Labrador. Let's talk about the Big Don. The Big Don is in full flow, and he is heading for the White House. Maybe. A lot of people think he's not going to get there. Why? Because he's not going to get elected? No, because he's going to be killed. Yeah, welcome to Politics USA 2024. Augie, a big chunk of Americans don't think the Big Don's going to make it, but not for the reason you might expect.
Actually, 2/3 of the voters say it's likely that there's going to be more assassination attempts against the poor old Don.
Yeah, I mean, you'd imagine there's some kind of subliminal messaging going on in the media. Whenever the Democrats get together, they're very careful to avoid any reference to violence against Donald Trump. The poor dude did get shot, and then another Ukrainian tried to shoot him again. You know, our friend Spaghetti in a Coat. So the thing to do, Augie, would be avoid references to violence, squashing, killing.
Not exactly.
Run the video.
He just wouldn't go. He was like a bug. He just kept being there. He was like a bug right there. Zzzz. So you felt.
Of course, you can imagine what would happen if a black president was referred to that way by a white commentator, millionaire, billionaire, on a talk show about squashing them like a bug, a dehumanized little insect. I'm sure the Western media would be completely okay with that, Augie.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the Big Don has now announced to the world that he believes that it's the Iranians that are trying to kill him, despite the fact that it's been two Americans doing the shooting in the last two occasions. And I wonder why he suddenly trusts the same intelligence services where 50 intelligence chiefs said that, you know, Trump was interfering in the election with the Russians. All turned out to be bull. Remember the whole Russiagate thing where Hillary made this bullshit up because she lost, because she Suddenly these dudes, according to Trump, are completely to be trusted. Just doesn't ring true to me, Jorgensen.
I'm starting to feel that he's not going to fix anything.
Mm-hmm. Could be true. And maybe it just doesn't matter who's in the chair at the White House. It only really matters who's in the chair right here on the Moscow Mules. Okay, let's leave the United States, the UN, and the Center for Common Sense. Of course, the UN, renowned for preventing conflict, war, and defending the weak, and stopping genocides, and... Anyway, let's move on from the UN. And let's go to Liverpool. All right, mate. Great football team. Lovely part of the world. A lot of Irish there. Paddies that could swim, as we call them in Dublin. And guess who's there? Guess who was there? Good old Tuaiti Kir. Tuaiti Kir decided to make a speech. And, of course, he stuck his nose firmly up the ass of the Israelis and pleaded for a return of the sausages. The what? The hostages, you mean? No, I mean, we must return the sausages. Yeah, let's have a look at it. Run the video, Augie.
I call again for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The return of the sausages. The hostages.
I mean, give me a f***ing break. How do you manage to do that? I mean, is this a serious world we're living in? A return of the sausages. Why has he got sausages on his mind? And, of course, leaving the good old UK, United Kingdom, and heading back to Europe, things aren't really that much better there. This garden that old Mr. Borrell talked about, you know, it seems to be overgrown, and there seems to be a lot of cats in it, dogs. The sewers are overflowing. The bills are getting more expensive, and the boats keep coming. The migrants keep filling up. Let's have a look at how things are on the beautiful old metro in Paris, where you can imagine it's the picture of quaint French, you know, harmony and joy. Run the video, Augie. Whoop, out you go. Whoop, oh, he nearly got... Oh, what? Wait, gets better. Gets better. Boom. She gets chucked out. What did she do? Oh, then he gets chucked. What? Oh, my God. Well, you know, it is a bit of a giggle, but in reality, certain French towns are actually getting completely overrun by migrants. And this is a real problem. You know, you can talk about migration without being a racist or a far right or a Nazi. You can, and you should talk about migration, because migration is a big problem in Europe. Guess what? A professor in my country, Ireland, says that Irish people are going to be in a minority in a couple of decades. That's in our own country. A lot of people would say that'd be a good thing. Let's have a look at what's happening in all Italia. Things, of course, very quaint, a bit of pasta, a bit of pizza, a little glass of red wine. Magnifico. Run the video, Augie. Oh, so this is the conductor who actually wanted to see some tickets, getting a bit of treatment. Very grateful from one of our new friends who's arrived from across the sea in Libya. Lovely guys. And of course, one of the symptoms of this tidal wave of illegal immigration coming into Europe is crime, because these dudes have nowhere to sleep, nowhere to eat, and they're on the streets all day. And I'm sure they get discriminated against too. It's not a one-way street. But in Germany, of course, they've had the great idea, not like in all Italia, let's avoid that. Just don't ask the migrants for any tickets. Just don't ask them. If you want to rob something, let them do it. If you want to just jump on the train without a ticket, go ahead. Old Joe here has to pay. The migrant doesn't. But guess what? If you're a 9-year-old kid or 10-year-old kid in Germany and you want to wave a flag in solidarity with those thousands of children who are being blown to pieces by American munitions in Gaza, I wonder would they give you a pass for that, Augie? What do you think?
No, they won't.
I don't think so. Check out what happens to a 10-year-old kid in Germany for waving a Palestinian flag. Alles klar. Raus. Yeah, so this is the crime of waving a Palestinian flag in Germany, the land of Goethe. You know, this is the great enlightened country. So that brings us to the end of another episode here on the Moscow Mules. And tonight's been all about the distortion of reality. The billion-dollar machine in the West, the media pumping you full of propaganda. It's propaganda by osmosis in your car. It's in your bedroom. It's everywhere. And remember, when you hear someone like the UK, who ran the biggest empire on Earth, calling out the Russians, who never had a colony in Africa, by the way, the bad guys, you know you've been spun a heap of bullshit. But we'll be here next week poking at the underbelly of the beast and trying to shine a light where they'd rather we didn't. We'll see you then.
Хорошо.
Хорошо?
That was really good.
Yeah?